AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Iran doesn't have much left to fight the U.S. and Israel.
They've lost their Navy. They've lost their Air Force. They have no anti-aircraft apparatus at all. They have no radar. Their leaders are gone.
As he was leaving the White House, the president is recommending oil companies sail through the Strait of Hormuz.
And look, we took out just about all of their mine ships in one night. We're up to boat number 60. I didn't realize they had that big a navy. I would say it was big and ineffective.
Iran has effectively shut down Gulf shipping through the narrow Strait of Hormuz as Israeli and U.S. airstrikes continue. An Israeli intelligence assessment found Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, was wounded at the start of the war on the day when his father and predecessor, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Democrats say the president doesn't have an exit strategy. The International Energy Agency agreed to release the largest volume of emergency oil reserves in its history, pledging to make 400 million barrels of oil available from its member nation stockpiles. Fatih Birol is executive director.
To be clear, the most important thing for a return to stable flows of oil and gas is the resumption of transit through the Strait of Hormuz.
The Pentagon has not permitted photographers to cover Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's last two briefings on the war in Iran and hasn't explained the change in longstanding policy. Most mainstream news reporters are no longer working in the Pentagon building because they would not agree to the Trump administration's new rules for operating there. They have been replaced mostly by news outlets friendly to the president. The new U.S. ambassador to South Africa, Leo Brent Bozell, was summoned to explain his criticism of the country. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. An execution has been scheduled in Texas.
Cedric Ricks is scheduled to receive a lethal injection tonight at the state penitentiary in Huntsville, Texas. The 51-year-old is on death row for stabbing girlfriend Roxanne Sanchez and her 8-year-old son Anthony in 2013. Sanchez's 12-year-old son survived the attack. During the trial, Ricks testified he had anger issues and had been defending himself against the boys after they had come to their mother's defense during an argument with him. The Supreme Court rejected Rick's last appeal to intervene, but did not give a reason. If tonight's execution goes through, Ricks would be the second person put to death this year in Texas and the sixth person in the country. I'm Julie Walker.
Sentencing has been delayed a week in Las Vegas for Nathan Chasing Horse, the actor known for his role as Smiles a Lot in the film Dances with Wolves. He was convicted of sexually assaulting indigenous women and girls. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.